B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Tony, is this you?
Yeah, it's me.
Tony D'Amico, everybody. Are you all right?
No.
What's going on with you? You sound like death warmed over.
Shit, I hate to bother you.
That's all right.
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah, sure, Tony. What?
Are you going to see Roger Marley tonight?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the favor. Could you punch him in the mouth for me?
What? What are you talking about, Tony?
Just when Roger Marley walks into that room, don't say nothing. Just haul off and punch him right in the kisser.
You're sick, aren't you?
Yes. And this son of a bitch, yeah. Roger Marley, comes in begging for a bowl of soup.
He's Tony. Yeah?
And he sits down, and I say, hey, Roger, good to see you, buddy. And, I always cut him a break.
Right, I know. You've cut all of us breaks over the years. If they're a part of K-Rock or Stan and Haney, you always got something for them.
The deal I make with him is, hey, I slip him a bowl of chowder and make him pay for the drink.
There you go. And you're good. You're a good guy. I'm worried about you. Are you at the restaurant?
But Marley, he comes into the restaurant. I give him a chowder. And I said, Roger, you don't look so good. You don't sound so good. Are you all right?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I'm sick. I said, well, then why the did you come in my restaurant? And you know what he has the nerve to say to me?
The unmitigated gall. What did he say?
I'm not contagious yet.
Oh, I'm not contagious yet. Well, it sounds like he was. Huh, Tone?
Yeah, and then he left snot rags all over the counter, son of a bitch.
Are you at the restaurant now?
No.
You're not.
That's why this is the real favor. I'm going to be, the restaurant will be open at 6 p.m. for normal business, and I'm a little under the weather, but I want to let the public know I'm not contagious.
Where are you right now?
I am at home in bed, and what I'm getting ready to do.
Yeah.
Is I'm going to get in the shower, and I got one of those things that looks like a toilet bowl cleaner, but you're supposed to put it in the shower,
and it shoots
out menthol.
don't bother. It doesn't work. Doesn't work.
It doesn't.
No, don't bother.
I got to tell you another thing that would be of value to your listeners.
Yeah, what is that, Tony?
Be careful with this cold medicine.
What do you mean?
Well,
are you holding? Are you smoking?
Yeah, why?
You're smoking in bed and you're sick.
Yeah, does everybody?
No, not everybody. No, put the cigarette out.
My bed is from the 70s. I got a built-in ashtray off the headboard. It's got an ashtray on each side with a little lamp over it.
Yeah, what else did you want to tell everybody? You're an old man. I'm worried about you. This can turn into pleurisy. Tony, what are you doing?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What are you doing?
I dropped the phone. It's all right. I had to, when it gets in. Anyway.
Yeah.
You got to be careful about these cold medicines.
Why is that?
Well, normally I say, never buy the brand name,
Yeah, always go generic. Yep.
But I don't know if that's true for cold medicine. And it's partly my fault because I wasn't feeling very well, and
yeah.
I said, Timmy, can you go to the store, and get me some cold medicine. And I didn't, I wasn't specific with him.
Pacific.
And I guess he went to one of these scratch and dent places.
Scratch and dent medicine?
And he comes back, and it's just in a box, and it just says cold medicine. And it says head, neck, and throat formula. And he's got a picture of, like, a cartoon head. And for some reason, the throat is red like a baboon's ass. I'm looking at it, and it's fast-working, clinical.
Yeah.
And then I see it says non-hallucinatory formula, new.
So you're not seeing things, are you?
Not yet, but then I just took it without looking at all this stuff. And then I look at it later, and I notice there's Chinese writing on the bottom.
Yep. I must have gotten it at one of those, $1 and under.
I remember, though, you got to be careful with this Chinese stuff. Because everybody heard about the drywall, but it made the cat real sick when I fed it the Chinese food.
Don't take that stuff. Use some name brand stuff.
Well, any port in this storm. But I just want to let everybody know I'm fine, and I'll be serving food tonight personally.
Because you're not contagious.
I will prepare it, and I will serve it, because I'm not contagious.
We appreciate that. Tony, I don't know if you should go in tonight. I want you to stay in bed, and you know what? Is there anything I can get you?
I want you to stay there.
I don't want to see you. You're an old man. You can drop. You can get pneumonia or pleurisy or something from this. What? Can I swing by and bring you something? Anything you need?
You know what, Stan? God bless you. You're right. I could have Timmy handle it.
Yeah.
You don't mind coming by the house?
No. What do you need? You need some? Would you like some soup?
Honest to God, that's what I could use is some really good quality soup.
Okay, where am I supposed to get that?
Publix makes a good soup.
Sure, you got it. I'm going to come over after the show, and I'm going to bring you some soup. All right, buddy? Some soup coming your way.
Stan,
yeah.
I can't thank you enough.
And
while you're there,
what?
As long as you're offering what I could really use
I'm getting you
some ginger ale.
Ginger ale. I'm bringing you soup. Okay. Ginger ale and soup.
Yeah, well, while you pick up the soup, you can pick up the ginger ale. That would be fantastic.
Sure.
About the only other thing.
What?
What would also really help would be some saltines, some fresh saltines.
Okay. Don't you have those? Can't Timmy bring them over from the restaurant?
Well, I'd like fresh.
And okay. All right.
So
saltines, ginger ale, and soup. What kind of soup? Chicken noodle?
Yeah. Whatever looks good. Whatever's fresh. I can't have anything that's stale or processed.
I could swing by the restaurant and bring you some milkless chowder.
No, that would set me over the edge. It's not good when you're sick.
Right. crackers, soup, ginger ale.
You know what else would be great?
What am I doing? Your weekly shopping for you? What else do you need?
Some fresh orange juice.
Fresh orange juice. Don't you have any of this at home?
No, I got a lot of it at the restaurant, but I want fresh.
Well, I live in Southwest Florida. in that Southwest Florida heat. But I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon. Radio on. All over Southwest Florida. You know it can't be wrong. To Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good. Hope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon.
For America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Vicodin, Percocet, OxyContin.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Yes, we're here. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. One of my favorite days of the week. Even more so that I got word today through the computer system that today's digital meeting was canceled. So I didn't have to go to that and throw me into a bad mood.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could make it anyway.
So you're in a good mood?
Better than I would have been had I gone to that meeting.
Well, I would never know that it was a good day and you skipped a meeting.
What
because
do you mean?
Don't take this the wrong way, but you look absolutely exhausted.
I am exhausted.
But the meeting was canceled.
The meeting was canceled. That's neither here nor there. Okay.
My you all right?
No. No, I'm not. I can seriously. Today would be a day that I'd like to go in the office where the sofa is. But, of course, I can't sit on the sofa or lie down on the sofa because Dave put all the stuff on the sofa. But I'd
like
to lie down.
If you need to do that, go ahead. You know what? If you need to do that, you go right ahead.
Work.
I'll take care of things.
I can work. You'll stay for the first break?
Yeah. I'll be here the whole first break. Don't worry about it.
That buffoon came in yesterday and when I was sending him off to get drinks. And I said to him, I want you to stay for the first break. You and him were coming in together. Hey, I want you to stay for the first break. And he looked at me and goes, who?
And I volunteered to stay for the first break. And
I
so
said,
did you.
Yeah, I said, I'll stay. I said, who do you think, you bonehead? At any rate.
So why are you so exhausted?
my doctor's office called me last week. And I forgot. The last time I saw my doctor was in March. Right before I had an altercation on the road.
Right.
I can't talk about it. I don't know why I can't talk about it.
It doesn't matter.
Something's pending, but it doesn't matter because I've seen nothing out of it. At any rate.
Boy, you got a hell of a team between your doctor and your lawyer.
Yeah, got two Sharpies. So my doctor's office calls me last week. I'm not even thinking about them. Not even thinking about Nurse Gunsler calling me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Dr. Bastardo's office, Stanley. You have an appointment coming up on Monday.
And I hate it when she does that because she acts like she doesn't know you.
Yep. You have an appointment coming up on Monday. I said, I do? I said, oh, all right, what time is it on Monday, meaning this coming Monday? She says, oh, it's, I believe you're set. Oh, you hear it? 9:45. I said, okay, great. She says to me, a doctor would like to make sure that you have all the blood work that you were supposed to get done. And I'm like, crap. I didn't get it. Haven't had any blood work. I'm supposed to get it done like every 6 months because I haven't had any blood work done since March.
Just to check the viscosity.
He put me on new cholesterol medicine. But he didn't give me the full dose like my other cholesterol was. So I can feel the gravy running through my veins.
Oh, yeah. Your body rejects anything other than...
You know, they take blood from me. They got to skim it.
Well, it's what they call an extra clinical dose.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap. And, of course, I haven't been eating well.
I would disagree with that. I think you've been eating great.
Oh, I've been eating... Yeah,
like a king.
Yes. Yes.
You know, munching on turkey legs. And that's just a snack.
Yeah. So I said, crap, I got to get this done. So my wife looks online for the lab.
Mm-hmm.
And the lab, it says on the website, the lab is open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So I'm driving.
And didn't they move the lab where it's farther away?
Well, it's in the same plaza. It's just in a different building. The old...
good luck finding something in there if you don't already know where it is.
I found out where it was because I was driving home last night after the show, and I said, you know what? It's 6:15. They don't close to 11. I haven't had anything to eat since 11 o'clock.
Hold on. You're saying the blood place stays open till 11?
That's what it said on the website. So I'm like, hold on a second. I can get to the new lab site.
11?
7 to 7 p.m.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're right there in the pocket.
Yeah. I said, look, it's 6:15 right now. I can make it to get the lab.
That's convenient, sure.
Yeah. Because that's what the website said. Get in there and, you know, check it out because I've never been to this lab since they moved it from right next door to our doctor. So I'm looking around. There's a few people in the place, and then I see the lab.
They got that same girl there?
No. I don't know yet. So I walk in there, and I see people back there, but all the lights in the lab are shut off in the lobby.
So there's just people waiting, and the staff
has gone
home. Nobody's waiting.
The staff is there. Nobody waiting. The lights in the waiting room are shut off.
But that's great for you.
I'm thinking
waltz
bonanza.
Right in.
Bonanza.
Right again, Stan.
She comes walking out. Can I help you? Yeah, I got to get some blood work done, Dr. Bastardo. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not open. All the phlebotists have gone. I said, I thought you're supposed to be open until 7 p.m. Oh, no. The building is open until 7 p.m. The phlebotists go home at 5. And I'm like, ah, crap. She says, do you have an appointment? I said, yeah, I have an appointment for tomorrow.
Oh, now you're going to get the looks now.
She looks
well, if you have an appointment.
She looks it up. I'll see you at 7:15 a.m. Meaning today.
No.
Meaning today.
No.
So, I've got, you know what? This is for everybody. Maybe you live in a condo now. Maybe you're thinking about buying a condo. Stay away from condo living because the neighbors are about as nosy. I get up while it's still night to get up, get cleaned up, and get ready to go down.
I can't do that. I get PTSD now, if I do that.
I have to be fasting. So I can't get up and have my cup of coffee.
And well, therefore, you can't move your bowels.
No, Now, can't go through my normal routine. I can just swish some water around in my mouth.
No, it destroys the whole constitutional.
So sure enough, the crickets are still outside. I get down because you have to get to the lab 15 minutes before your appointment. And it's
why?
That's what they want. And it's a 15-minute drive. So I'm leaving my house to go to the lab at 6:45 this morning.
That's ungodly.
For you. For me, it's pretty bad, too. So I go down there. Amazingly, since it was so early in the morning, I got right in, out. I was there no more than 4 minutes. And it was before my scheduled appointment because they had just gotten in. They had just turned the lights back on, said, come on in, Stan.
Yeah, you closed them down and opened them up.
Yep. Let's get the blood out of you.
It's almost like you're a regular.
Is this for Bastardo? I said, yeah. Four vials of blood hauled out of me, four test tubes. And
haven't had anything to eat, so then you get a little dizzy.
Nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nothing. She goes and wraps my arm up after that, puts the pink bandage around it, so I really attract attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get home so I can go and start my day, have something to eat and something to drink. And
so that your constitutional
sure
can
enough,
resume.
I mean, it is now about 7:30, and from the second floor, the Hendersons come down. She just retired. He's been retired for several years.
Mm.
And they're nosy.
How do you know all that?
Because they've told me voluntarily. He's about 85. 85 to 90.
And what's she?
She's probably in her early 80s. But very spunky. Very always moving. Always. So.
You'd never know it to look at her that she's 80 years old.
Oh, you'd never know people.
What's her secret?
Swear to God, she's 78.
Yep.
So I am like dragging ass, and I got a bandage wrapped around my arm, and I'm getting ready to go in the elevator to go up to my condo, and the Hendersons are coming out. And old man Henderson, he's oblivious. I could be standing
he
right.
He doesn't receive sensory input anymore.
He walks right by me, but his freshly retired wife, oh, what are you doing here? I don't ever see you up at this hour. You're up walking around at this hour?
Oh, maybe she's trying to induct you into the fun bunch and you can all go out for breakfast.
So I point to my...
You can walk and, power walk and go out for breakfast.
I point to my arm. I got a damn pink bandage around it. I said, I had to go to the doctors to get some blood work. Oh, Stanley, what's wrong with you?
Oh, Jesus.
Paul! He was at the doctor's!
What?
What? Yeah!
What?
I just got to go back up. Good seeing you, Hendersons. Good seeing you. And as I'm going up, I get off at my floor. They're still down in the parking lot. I can still hear him. He's never around at this hour. I thought there was something seriously wrong with him. I wonder if he's okay. I wonder if everything...
These are 80-year-olds pondering whether you're okay.
Yeah, leave me alone. I was miserable, and I'm telling you right now... I'm in a frickin' cloud.
So you had to get up and you were there at 6:45?
No, I left at 6:45 to get there. I got there just before 7. They got me in about 7:10 for a 7:15 appointment. I was out of there by 7, by 7:15. I got home. I was probably 7:20 in the morning.
Now, did you stop for coffee or did you make it at home?
I made it at home. I came right home and made it.
So what time was your first cup of coffee?
7:30.
Okay. And when did it have the desired effect?
7:35.
So you're not too far off.
Had the coffee, smoke. That's when the magic happens. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
That's what we're known for. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. And we're now on Instagram. I got to get that in every once in a while. They get me in the hallway. Have you plugged the whole Instagram thing?
Hold on a second.
We're on Instagram.
Then that means we're rich.
How do you figure?
I was reading an article about strippers today, and I guess they get rich from being on Instagram. So
no, we're not.
We're set for life.
No, somebody is.
Well, how do you make money on that?
I don't understand. I don't know either.
Rob,
how do you make money on Instagram?
You become an influencer.
Well, an influencer.
What happens, because they're not sending us money.
Well, I don't know how they actually get the money.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's just the companies that endorse these hot girls with big boobs, and then the girls wear some kind of bikini, then they post what bikini they're wearing.
Or their product.
Yep. A company would endorse a stripper? I thought they were scared of that stuff.
No, they love it now.
Not on Instagram, not on social media. We're on Instagram. Where are we? Oh, Stan and Haney, 96K.
You know, I hear that we're doing all these things and that we're just kicking ass.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do us any good.
No. What it says is that we are in touch with our community. And everybody that says, that, you know, because I've gone, you don't get paid for this. But just think of all the people that will check out your show.
But that's
what I'm told.
Rob, am I hearing the concept of exposure here?
I believe that's the concept.
Yes, that's the concept. Exposure.
Rob,
on all different platforms.
You're a small businessman.
Yes, sir.
Would you say that a company that has been successfully in business for 30 years should no longer do things for exposure?
At a certain point, you got to start reaping the benefits of all that exposure.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, when does it start?
I don't know.
31 years.
Yeah. Stan and Haney, 96K.
And then after 31 years, it's 32 years.
Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you
And you know what?
What?
This guy right here is scraping and fighting just to try to get to our level.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, Rob. I know your radio's big thing, but man.
When I heard that Waffle House manager call in and say 70 grand.
Yeah. 70 grand.
I called my girlfriend and then went, hey, we might have to look at going to Waffle House.
Yeah, they pay.
Yeah, forget the Chuckle Hut. Head to the Waffle House.
No, I did. Big money in waffles.
Oh, God.
But I'm so happy for that guy. Yeah. He's been through hell.
Yeah. Peter Monk. North. US 41 North Davis.
You see that? That's how well-oiled a machine we are.
How do you figure?
All you had to do was say pewter mug and all of a sudden everything fires off.
Yeah, it's like magic. Let's see. You hate Halloween? It's coming. You got a bunch of kids that are going to be coming to your door.
And you know what? I think Halloween, it should be cut off just before sundown. I don't mind the really little kids.
It's the teens.
Yeah.
It's the teens.
Trick or treat.
Well, hey, kids. Aren't you a little old to be trick or treating and no costume?
We're supposed to be middle school students.
Pretty good, huh?
So give us some candy.
Yeah, we got more houses to hit.
Well, all right. Here's one for you, and here's one for you. Enjoy. Not even a thank you. Huh. And that's why this Halloween I give away these colorful little packets that look like they're filled with candy, but they're actually filled with wood chips. You see, if they're too old to dress up, they're too old to trick-or-treat. Plus, they're not cute anymore, so I give them wood chips. Nothing satisfies like imagining the look on their face when they open wood chips. Also good to give to the fat kids. Wood chips. Happy Halloween. Oh, here comes some more. Well, what are you supposed to be?
They don't like that. When you ask what you're supposed to be, that means costume fail.
Yep.
By the way, I did a little bit of digging, a little bit of research on this haunted house place we've been talking about.
Yeah, the one that's, where was it, Alabama or?
There is one in Alabama. This guy has multiple properties. McCamey Manor.
Manor. What's the deal about it?
Well, I watched, I could only make it through about halfway because I got bored. But I got halfway through the two-hour video that he makes you watch before you go there. And I don't know exactly what he's doing because he talks about, you know, elements of hypnosis. But he says, legally, I want you to watch this two-hour video so you can't say I didn't know this was going to happen to me.
Right.
And after he's done with his intro, it is nothing but clips of people in the middle of the night where they've got some sort of device over their face.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing headphones. They can't see, and what they're hearing is controlled. And these are people in severe psychological distress.
Yeah, that's why they have to have insurance. One texter yesterday said they can waterboard you, and they do all different kinds of mental exhaustion things.
They don't come right out and tell you what they're doing to these people, but they show clips. And in one of these clips, it's quite clear the guy had been buried alive.
Yeah. Got to have insurance. Got to be over 21. Got to watch the two-hour video.
Now, the guy had an air source, but it wasn't easy for him to breathe.
Yeah, and if you're claustrophobic.
And then, if they don't make it through the whole course and they quit.
Yeah, using the safe word.
Oh, it's a lot more than a safe word. This guy is sadistic. He will force them to say whatever he wants, and they will do it gladly.
Yeah, because they're under stress.
To get out of it. You have these big, tough guys, you know, look like a bear. And he's crying, snot coming out of his nose, saying things like, I am less than a man.
Yep.
I am a complete pussy.
All you got to do is bring some dog food, then you're in. No admission, just a donation of dog food.
But I don't know why people would want to go
Nobody
through that.
Nobody's done it.
But I don't know why people would want to subject themselves to that.
Neither do I.
Because the safe word to get out of there, some of them were so far gone, he had to walk them through saying it, but they have to say the whole phrase. And I can't even remember the exact words. But you're supposed to have to say the exact words or he won't let you out. Mm. And it's something to the effect of, McCamey, I came all the way from Estero, Florida, only to waste Mr. McCamey's time and let down everyone I've ever known. I am dirt. I am this. I am that. McCamey Manor ate my lunch, stole my milk money, and kicked my ass. You do not want to do this.
All right.
I believe him, so I shut it off. I'm not going. Now, he said the one in Tennessee, he said, now, this is the beginner's model. He goes, I do have another property in Alabama, but nobody's made it to that one yet.
Yep. Last week, I didn't know this was a big deal. This had to be 2 weeks ago. I was in Bed Bath & Beyond over by...
The Black Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Why do they want to take away everything?
Look, I'm telling you, I saw them putting up Halloween decorations a couple weeks ago. And I saw the black pumpkins. And I said, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you don't see
especially
that every day.
If you go and have your Halloween displays and stuff, that's pretty cool. Well, it's 2019, so after complaints about some Bed Bath & Beyond black jack-o'-lantern pumpkins on display, local news investigated, and the store has pulled them from the shelves. Here's a little sound clip about the black pumpkins, which I saw in the store.
If you go into Bed Bath & Beyond, you don't think they're going to be selling offensive materials. We can discuss this, have a dialogue about it.
I think they did the right thing, but I also think that they're entitled to the way that they feel.
They are pumpkins, black pumpkins, idiots. That's all there is.
Thank you, ma'am. Sir.
And you know what these people do? You know what they do? They go off on things, harmless things, like black pumpkins. And then we have all of these, you know, the Jussie Smollett type things going on. And what it becomes is the boy who cried wolf. So at the time that something serious comes up, your first reaction is to think, well, that's just more complaining.
Yep. Until the real one happens.
And yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't disagree with you. Let me take you to a
And I guess the point is...
What?
Yeah, bad things happen on a racial basis. But let's focus on those and not all the ridiculous
fake stuff.
On a
stupid pumpkin at the Bed Bath & Beyond. Subway. Somebody's filming this because it was extremely amusing. Subway rider is staring out the window of the subway car, standing. He's got earbuds on, not paying attention to the crowd in the subway. And on his earbuds, he's got them really turned up because he's singing Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer really loud in the subway car, oblivious to the fact that everybody in the subway car is watching him. And then,
This a stunt or just an idiot?
Just, guy, you know how it is when you have headphones on and somebody talks to you and, well, he's not looking at him. He's just singing Bon Jovi because he's listening. And the crowd helps him along with it. And one girl finishes the song for him. Listen to this guy singing above normal level because he's got the headphones on and not paying attention.
Everybody. That was nice of her.
Yeah.
Little BBs.
Guy's working at a call center. And his buddies played the oldest trick on him in the book. Guy's at the call center, and his buddies tell him he needs to call Tess.
Escalate it to level 3.
Yep. Said, we need you to call a client. Name's Tess. Here's the full name. You want to put the call in for us?
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. I was hoping to speak to Tess, please. Oh, right. Okay. It's Tess Tickle.
Thank you very much.
Tess Tickle? I'm so sorry. Sorry. Ignore. Thank you. You're such an idiot, man.
So the Brits having a little laugh on the Indian there, huh?
Good afternoon. I was hoping to speak to Tess, please. Oh, right. Okay. It's Tess Tickle.
Thank you very much.
Testicle. I'm so sorry. Sorry. It's more... Such an idiot, man.
Tess, I'd like to speak with Tess.
Yeah, well, if I worked there, I'd quit my job because they got a firebomb coming.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of blah, 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 blah.
Speaking of that, Dateline Minnesota. A 76-year-old guy in Minnesota named Dennis Peterson was sitting in his house on Tuesday when the house exploded.
You know, you make it to 76, you figure the odds of your house exploding on you are pretty low.
Well, good. He crawled out of the rubble.
Oh, jeez.
Unscathed. It is still not clear what caused the explosion.
No damage to me.
You can see how high the flames were going. They were going over the roof of the garage.
I didn't hear anything. One of the reasons I think the hearing aids protected that, I didn't even know it was my house.
Heard this horribly loud bang. Insulation from the house was in his hair when he came out. It amazes me that you crawled out from that hole. God was watching over you, Dennis.
Not even a scratch. That's one of the first things I thought. Did I get scratched? No, nothing.
I'm so happy you're okay.
The only thing I lost was my shoes.
There's his house.
So your house blows up, and the first thing you're worried about is, did I get scratched?
Yeah. Well, he was me. It's not even a scratch on him.
Well, that's the kind of people the Lord looks out for.
Yep.
What? Did I get scratched?
The baseball world is cringing.
Yeah, F the baseball world. I agree with him.
They're cringing because the Washington Nationals are just wiping up the Houston Astros.
It's not supposed to happen.
No.
You know what? We already came to grips with the teams in the series. At least let the right team win.
The first two games were played in Houston, and the Nationals took both of them. Including last night, they walloped them, 12-3.
Reaching for it, Rendon to play, slams it for the out. Nationals up 2-0 as they win 12-3.
And now it goes to Washington for games 3, 4, and 5.
Just go ahead and finish
just
this
the
disaster
ceremonial,
up,
you know, wrap it up.
For the trophy presentation. Yep.
Do you know that Maury Povich is still on TV doing, and you're not the father?
Yeah, man, yeah!
That thing is still going on, the Maury Povich show. I guess Entertainment Tonight is looking back at, they call it Talk Show Titans.
He's still on. What happened to Aunt Connie? You don't see her anymore.
No, Aunt Connie Chung. I don't know what she's doing. But
they've both been on this show.
Yes. He was a serious talk show host in the vein of Phil Donahue. And it morphed. Into more like a Jerry Springer, but specifically...
We're on to something with this who's the father business.
Paternity tests. He was interviewed and asked how this whole paternity thing got started.
They said, we have this idea. We want to do paternity tests, and we can have a result within 10 or 12 minutes. And the audience, that's all they're looking for is a result. And you build that up with the drama. I said, I don't want to know the result. If I know the answer, I will skew my questions. I don't want to know anything more than the people I'm talking to. And that was the key.
Titan, are you kidding? It's called Survivor. There are 75 daytime talk shows in the graveyard. Okay? So you worry about that all the time. You just don't want to go to the cemetery.
Yeah, he's outlasted 75 other daytime talk shows. He used to do Inside Edition, wasn't he? Wasn't that his show?
That was with Bill O'Reilly.
What was, who did the
that was a current affair.
A current affair. Because that whole chop thing was started by him. And then he left and did talk shows. There you go.
I thought it was started by Steve Dunleavy.
Steve Dunleavy?
Yes.
He might have done it. But no, Maury Povich started doing that. I think he was a regular anchor man at some place. His father was Shirley Povich, the legendary sports columnist.
Stop calling me Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley Povich. We're going to take a break.
How does a man get the name Shirley?
Again, it was olden days. And it probably was a family name. Shirley. Shirley Povich.
Stop calling me Shirley.
Maybe it was short for something.
Cheryl?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Shirlene?
Again, it's the olden days.
A man named Shirley.
He was writing. He had a column like in the Washington Post, New York.
Who would name their son Shirley?
Look, I don't know.
Did you see that court case that's going on?
Is there a Shirley?
No. It's a 7-year-old boy. And the parents got...
Yes,
got,
I did.
...got divorced
yes,
when the
I
child
did.
Was three. The mother evidently is a highly educated doctor. And the kid comes over to visit the divorced father.
Yeah.
And he's got the video camera on the kid. He says, "Are you a boy or a girl?" The little boy says, "I'm a girl." "Who told you you're a girl?" "Mommy."
Because mommy wants to get the sex change thing.
And
now the Texas governor is siding with the father. Back off, lady.
Because she has the medical community ready to pump this 7-year-old boy, who when he's with his father wants to be a boy and dresses a boy, but when he's with mommy, the majority of the time dresses like a girl.
Yep.
They want to put this 7-year-old kid on puberty blockers.
Yep. Keep them all...
That just...
Yeah, it's sick.
You got to stop this. It's got to stop.
Come back. I'll have a story for you from the local beat, Stan's local beat. And later on today, give you a chance to win. We'll play What's on the List and our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Phone lines are open as well if you want to talk to us. 277-9600. In about 25 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. And then later on today, we do it every Thursday. We'll open up the phones, hear your story as we pose our question of the week.
Stan, I don't mean to impose on you, but I can't watch a lot of TV. It just gets to me.
Yeah,
you keep me updated.
I try.
As to what's on TV.
I try.
You tell me about the Dr. Fat. What's his name?
Yeah, Dr. Nazardan.
And then what's the other one that you watch? 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, and the one that they're wrapping up now, 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way.
Yeah. can you bring me up to date on that?
As soon as Rob comes in, I want to see if he can play a clip of it. But they're doing what they call now. I guess they finished it last week. It was a two-parter. This is nothing but brainstem TV. This is where you watch people make complete idiots of themselves.
You told me about this show, and it seems like about the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard.
Now this time it's the people in America. I think they got like six couples or something like that, and they meet online. And instead of having the person from another land come here,
they go and they have committed themselves to go to where their spouse is to make a life there. There's one woman that brought her kid to South Africa to marry a compulsive gambler who had to go to rehab.
What?
Yeah. And that wasn't working out. Then there was the 50-something-year-old woman that was what do they call it? Tricking somebody? Catfishing? Catfishing. Turned out to be this 34-year-old Indian guy, but she found out after she moved over there that he had already been married in an arranged marriage with a...
Is this the one that he kept in a room?
Yes.
And she would call her daughter and complain
that she
was in India, but she hadn't seen him in
weeks.
She wasn't
allowed to leave, and we found out afterwards where he was going was back to his wife.
Yeah. Where is Rob?
I don't know where he went. But the other one is, there's this old fat woman, a bleach blonde, heavy set woman, who struck up a relationship with this Arab. His name's Aladdin.
You mean like Aladdin?
It's spelled Aladdin, but he insists it's Aladdin.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they call him. And she is from the States. I don't know if she's
so
the one.
She's heavy set. How old is she?
Probably in her late 40s.
Okay. And
I think she's the one from Eustis, Florida.
And how old is Aladdin?
He's in his 20s, early, mid-20s.
So he's like 24, and she's in her late 40s.
Yes. And so she goes over to the Middle East to...
For true love.
For true love.
And how did they fall in love?
Internet.
How would somebody from Qatar and Eustis hook up? How do you fall in love?
Well, they've been
that
with each other for a while via online. And so she goes to the Middle East to marry Aladdin.
So this heavy set, late 40s woman from Eustis goes to the Middle East, to Qatar, to marry a 24-year-old Arab man
I think that's,
named Aladdin.
Yes. And
you're not making this
up. No. And they had a 3-day, a Muslim-style marriage where one day it's the festival, the other day they say a few words.
And then the bloodletting.
Kind of like this.
And the exchange of mules. And
That's not them. His name is Aladdin, and it's from the current season of 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. And so they were there. That's them on the right.
That's them on their wedding. Loud.
That's Aladdin and his lovely hefty bride. And so they were doing the wrap-up show this week.
How did they fall in love? Were they just, like, texting each other?
Yeah, and video chatting and all that. And when they got...
So he knew what he was getting into.
They're suspecting he just wanted to get a visa to come to the United States, that he was using her.
Nobody would do that.
She doesn't want to believe it. It's love. Now... So she goes over and starts living because she's got 90 days to get married over in the Middle East before she has to go back to the United States if she's not married.
And we still don't know how to pronounce that country. Is it Qatar or Qatar?
Double check, Rob, I think he's from Qatar, Qatar.
Is it Qatar or Qatar?
Nobody knows. I've heard it every different way.
Qatar?
Qatar, yep. So she's there for the 90 days. And she's trying to get lovey-dovey with him and wants to introduce
They even allow Americans there?
Evidently, this time they did. She wants to introduce a vibrator to their...
What?
He loses his mind. What is this? So at any rate, everybody's saying, including her family, don't marry this guy. It's a different culture. It's a different belief system. It's everything.
Different expectations.
So they're having the wrap-up show this past week. And so they cut to Aladdin, and her. But they're not together.
Oh, no. Who would have thunk it?
She's in the United States, sitting her fat ass in a chair.
and he's on the video screen from the Middle East.
And as much as he wants a visa, he can't deal with
no.
her.
No. Now. He can't deal with her. Now. All the other couples are there for their, like, the wrap-up stuff. Some could come back, some couldn't. So he's on the video screen, and the hostess of the show. Did I understand that Aladdin wants a divorce now? Yes, he does, and she's crying. Oh, I married him for love. He's changed. And they're all the other couples are going, oh, that dirtbag. Oh, she loves him. Oh, this, that. And so the hostess goes to him on the video screen. What is the problem, Aladdin? And he went, and she does not show me the respect. There is no respect. I give her plenty of chances to show me respect. Well, isn't it about love? It is about respect. She must respect me. She leave house without... There they are. There's the lovebirds.
Oh, my God.
Do we have sound on them? Hold on. Let me see. There we go.
Take me through it.
No.
I'll take you through it.
Just take a shower and then we take the rest.
Yeah, it was done in 2 minutes.
No, she say, come on.
Yeah, that's what she did say.
See, there, this is when they were happy.
Night, but...
Here we go.
What?
I got a few things I don't know if you like them or not.
Watch this. This is when she introduces
Aladdin
the dildo.
This amazing chemistry together.
Oh, it's obvious.
For some reason in the bedroom, it's just, he's just not rocking my world. I thought he would.
Watch this.
I got some stuff I want to give you.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So yeah, it is.
Before coming to Qatar, I got something that I think could really spice things up. This thingy here.
Oh.
Do you know what this is? It's a...
microphone?
Oh, it's a little bit like a microphone. You never seen one of these before?
He's opening up.
Is it a microphone?
The vibrator.
A microphone? Oh.
What do you do? What?
Sex toy? That's cheeky cheeky.
Really?
Really? What the f?
You. Are you for real? You know, I will throw this one.
It's to spice things up in the
Why?
Bedroom.
Do you need this?
You know, in America, lots of ladies have those things.
I am not in America. So don't tell me in America, in America.
I'm just,
not in America.
I know, honey, but I'm just saying, it's not that uncommon.
Maybe, I don't know, the man's there, they're not enough for you. But here, you are okay, don't worry.
Okay, honey, dear.
Can you give me a second?
Where are you going?
I go outside.
Okay. So you get the idea what this guy is.
I'm going to remember that line. Where do you think you're going? I go outside.
Yeah, so they're doing the wrap-up show, and they're getting a divorce. Because everybody on that show does not understand his culture. He said, she is not showing me respect. She's going off doing her own thing and not telling him where she's going. She's going out to shop. She's going out to get a cup of coffee. And this is showing great disrespect to him.
And she doesn't get it.
She must tell him where she is going. It's about, and so my wife and I are looking at, that's his culture.
That's what you're signing up for.
And everybody that's there with the, it's about love. Oh, what is wrong with you, Aladdin? How dare you? She loves you. No, I want respect. And she's giving me none. Divorce. It is insane. This show, it's so brainstem.
You know what it is? crazy women has taken over the world.
Yes, yes.
Oh, let me. I got to do this before we take the break. You belong to me. Oh, I'm trying to throw in the Stan's local beat. Anything that is horrible and disgusting going on here, and there's a lot.
Oh, hold on. Oh, here, my wife just texted me. Not to mention, they are both in an unfamiliar country. He's not from Qatar either. He's from some other Middle East country.
I found how to pronounce that, by the way, if you want.
What, there's Qatar?
There's a video that teaches you how.
Is it guitar or Qatar?
Or Qatar or Qatar, what is it?
They say it's Qatar, if you want to hear
that. Okay, we've heard it that way, too. Go ahead.
Qatar. Qatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Qatar. And then everybody says, oh, what do you mean? What's Qatar? Qatar. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, then why don't you say it the right way? No, it's Qatar. Ladies and gentlemen, Dateline North Fort Myers, Florida. This comes to us from NBC2. Headline, this is so bad. This is right here where we live. This happened the other night. Headline, driver with fentanyl rams into Lee County patrol car, uses child as shield.
I hope I heard you wrong.
Yeah, you heard me right. Dateline North Fort Myers, a violent career criminal who's been arrested more than 20 times in Lee County, went back to jail yesterday. Jesse James Patterson, 34, is accused of intentionally ramming into a deputy's patrol car and using a child as a human shield, all with a gun and drugs in the car, including fentanyl. It gets worse. Detectives with the Lee County Sheriff's Office saw a black GMC Arcadia tailing another car and changing lanes without signaling, nearly causing a crash on Tamiami Trail in North Fort Myers. The car was pulled over. When detectives were approaching it, the driver inched forward and abruptly sped away. Peterson then made a U-turn and seemed to intentionally ram into a Lee County patrol car, causing minor injuries to the detectives. The GMC Arcadia drove onto a sideway, hit a guardrail, and drove into a ditch. Inside the car, detectives were shocked to find two children in the back seat.
Oh, God.
Peterson had also moved into the back seat and was using one of the children as a shield to hide from law enforcement. The two children were taken out of the car and checked for injuries. Obviously, they went off to the Department of Children and Families. They were contacted, and the children were turned over to a family member. Saw the cops get this guy after he tried ramming him using the kids as a shield. Drugs and a gun were found in the car. Detectives found 2.55 grams of fentanyl, 8.76 grams of cocaine, 7.57 grams of heroin, 22 grams of methamphetamine, one pill of oxycodone, and a Smith & Wesson 40 caliber firearm. Peterson was arrested for child abuse, aggravated battery, aggravated flee and elude, resisting arrest, possessing a firearm as a convicted felon, and multiple drug-related charges. How is this guy with 20 arrests allowed to be around kids and be driving around?
Look, I'm a little more sympathetic than you are, Stan.
Yeah.
Look, Jesse, I understand. Your parents named you Jesse James. You got to live up to it.
Yeah, Jesse James Peterson.
And, you know, I heard what you had in the car. You're providing a service. You're a professional. One-stop shopping. But don't ever impose that life on your kids.
Ever.
Give them the chance to make their own F-ups, not yours.
Give you a chance to win when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition. We're about 25 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. A little less than an hour away from our question of the week, but we're going to give you a chance to win right now. And we're going to play Stan's What's on the List. This is a good list. You identify one of the things on the list, and you're going to get yourself a prize. Winner's choice. Here's what we have. We have Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. If you haven't tried it, it's spectacular. We have tickets to go see Sebastian Bach and Cobra November 1st at the Ranch. We have tickets to Oktoberfest this weekend at the German-American Social Club in Cape Coral. We have a gift card to Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. If you don't know what that is, think of that. You've had a rotten day at work. You've the boss is jumping down your throat. You just want to go and explode. Go into a rage room. They'll give you all kinds of bats and things to throw and bust and break. Get the frustration out.
So nice.
We have a pair of tickets to the Florida International Air Show in Punta Gorda, November 1st through the 3rd, and your choice of an upcoming Everblades game. You tell us the game you want to go to, and we'll get you tickets for it. Let's play Stan's What's on the List. I'll release the phones after I give you the category. We're looking for something in the top 10. You answer correctly, and you'll get one of those prizes while they last. Most people are good, honest people. We're not criminals. But we occasionally do minor things that would be deemed inappropriate. An example might be, you know, taking some office supplies home. You grab a fistful of pencils, maybe some post-it notes. It's not your property. You're stealing that from your employer. But hey, all right, I took a couple of pens. Took home a stapler. What are you going to do? Throw me in jail? That's what I'm looking for. Survey was done. Top 10 minor crimes that people are most likely to commit. These are slap on the wrist things. But you're breaking the law. 277-9600. I've got the top 10 minor little infractions that we do possibly every day or things you know you can get away with. Name one on the top 10, you got a prize. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Joe.
Joe, what do you think might be in the top 10 of those little things that we do that might be, you know, it's a minor crime? Come on.
Paper.
Paper? What?
Paper. We take paper.
From where? I used it as an example, taking office supplies. Well,
I got out of the paper copy machine.
No. I used that as a general thing.
Is this how you saw it going?
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Joel.
Joel, what do you think might be in the top 10 things we do every day that might be deemed, you know, against the rules, maybe a minor crime?
Let's say jaywalking.
Jaywalking, a good answer, did not make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Sorry, Rob, I didn't have your buzzer on. Shauna, what do you think might be in the top 10?
Taking grapes and tasting them in the store.
Yeah, that's on there. Whether it be little things in the grocery store, you want to take a grape or a little cherry or something that's in the produce. That's number 6 on the board. What would you like?
Sebastian Bach.
You're going to Sebastian Bach. There you go, yay. Shauna. There you go. Hold on.
Ah, she's happy.
Yep. That's how the game's played. Yeah, you're in the grocery store. You see some, stuff lying around. Grapes, cherries.
Kumquat.
Kumquat. Okay, one's not going to care. Taste some.
Dragon fruit.
Yep. 277-9600.
Yams.
Yeah. No. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, what do you think's there?
Running a red light.
Running, that's a good one. It is not on the list. Think of everything. Now, like Shauna went and put yourself in a grocery store. You could be anywhere and you do these things. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Amy.
Amy, what do you think?
Did somebody already say speeding?
Somebody is speeding? You mean, well, one said running a red light, but there's only one thing on the top 10 that has to do with automobiles, and that's not it. 277-9600.
That's what she said.
You know, at times we're all criminals. Apparently nobody feels bad about doing these things, but you probably
should. I got one. Being disloyal to the Democratic Party. Thinking negative thoughts about Hillary.
That'll get you in big trouble. What are you talking about? That's not a minor infraction. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Aaron.
Aaron?
Yes.
Aaron, what do you think's on this list?
I was going to say speeding, but you just said there was one car. Let me think of something that people would.
It's a minor infractions. Now, I'm looking at this, and let me tell you, with this infraction, it could lead to trouble, but I would say this is one of the bigger infractions on the list, and it has something to do with automobiles. I need an answer.
With automobiles, a bigger thing, drink and drive.
No. That's a heavy-duty crime. These are, I used as the example, taking home some paper clips and pencils at work. You know, they're not going to throw the book at you, but technically you're breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
We had one correct, going to the grocery store, maybe grabbing a grape, eating it.
Kumquat.
Kumquat.
Dragon fruit.
Yep. Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Kiwi.
Yep. Ahoy.
Oh, ahoy.
Who's this?
This is Stu.
Stu, what do you think's on this list? We got 9 of them.
Man, I tell you what, a buddy of mine used to do this all the time at his job. He'd always steal the toilet paper.
No. No. Again, I want you to get out of your head of stealing office supplies and stuff. I gave you that as an example. It's not on the list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, what do you think's on the list?
Parking in like a fire zone, a no parking fire zone.
There's one thing about automobiles, and that's not it. Thank you.
That's what she said.
That's not it.
That's what she said.
Try again.
That's what she said.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Gary.
Gary? Go ahead, give it a try.
Let's say cigarette butts, throwing those on the floor.
No. No. Thank you.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yes. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Stacy.
Stacy, I can just tell by the sound of your voice, you've committed at least 5 of these. What do you think's on what do you think's on the list?
I'm going to say not fastening your seatbelt.
What now? Get away from the car. Get away from the car. You know what? I don't want anybody to guess about a car again. I'll give you that answer when I go down the list. I'll give you another shot. Forget about a car. Just forget about it.
Okay, then I'm going to say maybe a little cash from the boss.
No.
Ooh.
No.
That's a little more serious.
Yeah. That's what she said. A little cash from the boss.
A little more serious.
Yep. These are petty little things.
That's what she said.
Yep.
shut up. These are just meaningless. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Mike.
Mike, what do you think's on the list?
Texting while driving.
Get away from the cars. Get away from the cars. How many times
is this
do I
how
have
you
say,
saw this going?
This is not. Thank you, Rob.
Why don't you just give the answer that has to do with cars?
Okay.
And then you'll know there's nothing to do with cars.
And we'll get it right out of there. Get it done with.
Just give it up.
It was number 9 on the board, driving with an expired registration. The tags aren't up to... Thank you.
So there is nothing else remotely related to vehicles there?
Nope. Your sticker, you didn't put your new sticker in, you had your birthday, and it's months gone by now, and you haven't gotten...
So it's official. It. If you say anything to do with a car, you're stupid.
Yep. That's nothing to do...
Said.
Yep. I hear that a lot. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Kevin.
Kevin, nothing to do with cars or automobiles or anything. Something that, little lawbreaker things we do every day. We don't sometimes even know we're doing it.
Playing poker with friends.
No. Just, no. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Curtis.
How are you, Curtis?
I'm doing well.
Do you have something on the list here, you think?
I think so. Nothing to do with a car. I say stealing ketchups or jelly from maybe from the diner or something.
That is your
condiment packets.
You're on the right track. But it's not there.
Condiment packets. I figure we're stealing some condiment packets and
ketchups, and
my wife will put them in their purse
and jellies and whatnot.
When I ask her for a wet nap, there's always one there.
Occasionally, a French's mustard. They have the name brand mustard.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Greg Naples. I have a guest.
Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, I'm going to say when you go into a convenience store and you fill up your soda or coffee, you take a swig, and then you refill it to the top.
You got the right idea, but most places, it's not on the list. But most places will allow you to get a free refill. All right. This was a bad idea. I'll be honest with you.
How did you see this going?
Like this. Here's the list. A survey was done. Asked people, we're all victims of little crimes here and there. A lot of times we don't think about them. What do you think made the top 10 of these little infractions that we don't realize we're doing a lot of times? We had to think, Shauna had the one answer, eating food at the grocery store, picking the grapes, kumquats.
Dragon fruit.
Yep.
Kiwi.
Here we go.
Melons.
These were the top 10. Let's start at number 10. It was
cantaloupe.
This was like pulling a wisdom tooth. Number 10. What's a little infraction? Mm-hmm. Lying to get a discount, like saying it's your birthday at a restaurant. My birthday. Well, if it's your birthday, you eat free. Lying to get a discount. Number 9. The only car one on the damn thing. Driving with an expired registration. Number 8. Using the bathroom at a store or restaurant without buying something. You're on that road trip, got to pull into the 7-Eleven. Yeah, you could get that big gulp. You could get a snack. But no, you run in, use the bathroom, you leave, you don't buy anything. Number 7. Smuggling food into a movie. I'm not going to pay those movie prices for a candy bar and popcorn. I'll get some over at the Walgreens, stuff them into my purse, and I'll eat there. Get it for half the price. Number 6 was eating the food at the grocery store. Number 5, logging into somebody else's Wi-Fi. Well, they don't have a lock on it. I may as well use it. Number 4, how many times have you been at the cash register? You got some girl that doesn't understand how to count simple money. Gives you a little bit too much change back. Keep it quiet. She gave me 2 extra 5s.
and you walk away with it. Number three, illegally downloading music and movies. Number two, oldest trick in the book, taking a sick day, calling your boss saying you're sick, but you're not sick.
Oh, does that go on?
Ah. And number one, and mainly it's you, ladies, mainly it's you, but Haney considered it at my wedding. Buying something, wearing it once, and returning it to the store. not exactly. It wasn't what I was.
When did I do that?
I said you didn't. You considered it.
Did I?
Yeah.
When was this? I don't have.
When you told me that you were wearing pants that were too tight, and Dave had blue jeans. And then I got you a shirt,
Senator. I don't recall if that's how you say it happened. I have no reason to disbelieve you, but I don't have an independent recollection of that.
But I know women that do this all the time.
I never said that.
Not in so many words.
The radio miracle's so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the broadcast. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails in less than 30 minutes. Our question of the week. It should prompt some thought in your head. It's not a yes or no answer. It's your answer. You have the right answer. So we'll do that in about 25. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's our first look at traffic this afternoon. All right. One thing on the board to start things off this afternoon, and it's a crash. Fort Myers, 12,000 block of New Brittany Boulevard, right by SunTrust Bank. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
And I don't want to get people's hopes up. I almost don't even want to say it.
What?
But the word on the street is a certain chicken sandwich,
yeah,
might be available soon.
You don't say.
I got to be very careful. It can cause riots.
Yep. But maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Could be.
Dateline St. Petersburg. A 20-year-old boy thought it would be a good idea to go to the Target and have sexual relations with two large stuffed animals.
Right on. Jeez.
You gotta give the guy some credit. Man tried to use his wife's passport to get his mistress into the United States.
All right, they kind of look similar.
And finally, there are a lot of people walking around right now that consider themselves to be Billy Badass.
Yep.
But when it comes down to it, how many of them really are? Well, we found one. Top this. A man was stabbed in the stomach, right in the gut.
Nothing more painful than a gut shot, stab in the stomach, stabbed, anything.
What did he do?
What'd he do?
Well, you'd think he would collapse and die.
Well, that's a long one. That's a long death.
Yeah, but you're bleeding out.
Oh, yeah.
He removed the knife from his stomach and fatally stabbed his attacker.
Right on!
These Good. Stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Thank you, Mark. Oh, by the way, this is something that I was amazed when I saw it. Seminole Hard Rock. Have you seen the new building?
No.
In Hollywood?
No.
They've torn down the hotel. You remember how they were always doing construction. 600 rooms. The hotel is a big, giant guitar. And at
oh, they
night,
finished it?
And at night, it lights up with the string. You can see the strings of the guitar. They say, I guess they're getting ready for next month, but it's finally taken shape and everybody's drunk. Ooh, what is that guitar-shaped building?
Well,
it's the new Seminole Hard Rock.
We used to have a lot of fun over there, but they got too big for us. They don't care about us anymore. Oh, that is a thing of beauty.
It's going to be a 600-room hotel, and it's a electric guitar. What do you know, Rob?
I drove past it on Sunday night. I was in Miami for a concert with my son, and we saw the whole thing lit up. And he's like, is that a guitar? And I went, yeah, that's a Hard Rock Casino.
It looks pretty cool.
It's beautiful looking.
Yeah. I guess they're out of our league now.
We used to be able to go to the Seminole Hard Rock. They would send us offers.
Ah, that is gorgeous.
You know, come on down here for $99. I don't. It's not $99 anymore. But beautiful. Look at that.
Why don't they love us?
I don't know. We used to get those offers all the time. You know, but I don't know.
That is kick ass.
Yep. Major league. Laughter. We try to provide it to you in one way, shape, or another, sometimes unsuccessfully. The 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
I think by now most people are familiar with the New World Order and a globalists plot to destroy America.
Yep.
And the United Nations is a central part of that. Today is United Nations Day.
Is it now?
And if you think I'm joking, look up the things that they put out, their position papers.
Oh, I know.
And if they were able to implement what they want to implement, with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about the United Nations.
Top things you'd be surprised to know about the United Nations.
There are 193 countries in the United Nations.
Yeah.
And our buddy Dave can't locate a single one of them on the map.
he can't. You know, I want to do that with him maybe on Friday. Name the states. I want to get a map that doesn't have the names of the states. And have him try to name the states. I'll give him a trick-or-treat candy for each one he gets right.
I think he could do the states easily, but I don't think he could do foreign countries at all.
All right. Well, if it's too easy for him, we'll step it up.
Just quit beating me in the head with your mouth, bro.
Look at this, y'all.
Top things you didn't know about the United Nations.
Yes.
It began in 1945, same year as Madonna's first tour.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, it's true.
When the Canadian envoy appears to be listening through his translator headset, chances are he's simply listening to 2112
right
by
on.
Rush.
Yes, right on.
Its official color is sky blue, which is why so many mistake UN peacekeepers for the helpful Honda guys.
Jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
Over the years, dozens of borders have been decided with rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact.
Yeah. You guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Sadly, for our current administration, they don't have a separate wing devoted to asshole countries.
They should.
They shouldn't be allowed in that building.
What, asshole countries?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them in there.
Yeah, they destroy it.
Yeah.
The United Nations really doesn't do anything.
No.
But it looks damn good doing it, much like Ryan Seacrest.
Shuckin' ducky!
Foreign dignitaries view it as an excuse to go to New York and see Hamilton.
That's true.
What? Come down later for moose soup.
All right. Yeah, I will.
It started out as the League of Nations, but they changed the name after all the superheroes quit.
That's true.
No, bleep you.
It is filled with almost as many non-English speakers as the city of Los Angeles.
Let me turn on Haney and Company.
And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about the United Nations.
Yes!
Not a lot of people know this.
What?
When not in session, the UN building is used as either a fireworks supercenter or a Halloween superstore.
Yeah. I didn't think I would enjoy it, but y'all are good.
And that, my friend, is the farmer.
Has left the building. Email time. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This friend Meg, she's doing well, Haney.
Thanks for making me not ask how's she doing.
Yep. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. You guys were talking about Meghan Markle's... you were talking about Meghan Markle yesterday, better known as Princess Pushy.
That's true. That's what Sammy Markle Sparkle calls her.
I do like everyone has had enough of her. The girl was married once. I don't think she loves Prince Harry.
Well, who was she married to first? The guy that got her her break in show business. Then she was done with him because he did what she needed.
She has a motive, and it looks like the royal family has an opportunity here. But I really, what really did it for me was when she showed up to Princess Eugenie's wedding
Eugenie.
Is that how Eugenie?
Yeah.
Like in I Dream of Genie?
Well, like eugenics.
gotcha. Princess Eugenie's wedding as a subtle way to announce her pregnancy. With everything Princess Eugenie has been through with her scoliosis, she deserves to have her day focused on her. Not to mention she's never been married before and doesn't have a love affair with a limey. If I were Princess Eugenie, I would be infuriated. I would have had her and Princess Harry thrown out of the ceremony.
Well, what are you going to do about it? Because Prince Harry is the Queen's favorite.
And banned her from the reception. But that's just me. Thank you for making radio great again. Signed, Meg.
Thank you, Meg.
The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I would like to give a shout-out to Tom at Scooters Plus. He helped me out on a couple of things. You might remember him. He's the one that tried to help out one of Stan's favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention his name. He's the second person that in email and correspondence brought that person's name up again.
Uh-huh.
And it will not be brought up on this broadcast. Thanks, Tom. Now, you guys know about the shift connection to Clinton, right? Apparently, this crap is nothing but leverage for that fat ass losing to Trump. all of this is so wrong, and it's unconstitutional, criminal, and just plain unfair.
Well, I pose that to you, Stan. What if all of this is nothing more than Hillary Clinton having an extended fit?
At least the Republicans made a show of force yesterday by going into the secret meeting. Don't worry, this is all going to boomerang on the left very soon. You guys are the best sign, The Guardian.
Stan, Jesus. Before you go to break, if you would you please come over here? And I need just your quick analysis of a photograph, and then I will make a statement. Your thoughts on this photo?
Disturbing.
Ah, jeez. I didn't need to see that part.
Well, you did. Because I am about to make a statement, and it's going to be controversial. We don't do this in Southwest Florida, but there are people listening in other states. And I beg of you, I humbly beg of you, I come to you with hat in hand, and I beseech you, please stop electing crazy women to Congress. Please. Stan has seen the photograph.
Yes, I have.
This is dangerous, and we need to stop it now.
We're going to take a break.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. Our question of the week is next.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Taking us with you, however you're spending your afternoon at work. In your car, at home, by the pool. Whether you're killing time or having a moment of leisure, we're glad that you're with us. As Haney and I have discussed in the past, a lot of people have a purpose with their careers. Doctors saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, construction workers.
No
making
mystery
the roads.
As to what they do.
Nope. Home builders, roofers, fixing your home so you can live in them. We, our career, professional time killers.
Yep. We waste time.
Our job is to be noise so that you can get through your day.
While you're doing other things, you could be in a warehouse. You could be working on a project in your garage.
Yep.
You could be driving somewhere. Chances are you're doing something. Most of the times it's something you'd rather not be doing.
Right.
And you like to have something there to keep you company, take your mind off what you're doing.
Yeah, make time go faster.
Yep.
That's us.
That's what we do. We try and speed the clock up for you.
Yep.
So that you're not focused on how miserable your life is.
What do you do for a living? I build roads. I build homes for people. I save lives. What do you guys do? Professional time killers.
Yeah, we waste people's time.
Yep. Like we're going to do right now. Our question of the week. This is something that's going to trigger something in your head. I got this question of the week because we were talking about it earlier. Over at Haney's house, he's got a big hoot owl.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in his backyard.
And those things live a long time.
Yep.
Because I've always wondered, I wonder if that's the same guy or, you know, do they move around? No, it's his territory.
And I know because I sample these. And I know from people just asking them this question of the week, they have the answer because it triggers something immediately. What wild animal has made its way into your backyard? Could be when you were a kid, could be right outside your door right now when you wake up in the morning, have a coffee, or you're hearing something outside, and then you look, oh my God. 277-9600. What the heck is that?
That ain't a cat.
A lot of times it'll surprise you.
Ain't a dog, neither.
What the hell is that? What wild animal has made its way into your backyard and you've seen it. 277.
Or heard it.
277-9600. We'll take your answers to our question of the week as soon as we take care of traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, let's see what we got on the board here. We got a couple of things. We will start in Lehigh Acres, Crash, Greenbrier Boulevard, and Joel Boulevard. In beautiful Estero, Crash, 14,000 block of Corkscrew Woods Parkway, right there at the Corkscrew Shores. And in Bonita, Crash, 10,000 block of East Terry Street. And you are up to date. Our question of the week. We live in the subtropics.
We live in a swamp.
And you're liable to see just about anything show up in your backyard. Our question of the week. What wild animal has made its way into your backyard? Well, I told you, my condo is, it's right near a slough. And every morning, right outside my lanai, there they are. And you see bird watchers come from everywhere. That pileated woodpecker, the big, giant, red-headed, crested woodpecker. There's three or four of them that come out to my lanai, pounding on those palm trees out there. And then the other thing that I remember startled me one morning, and you expect to see them in the woods and stuff. You don't expect to see them running through a condo complex. Woke up, and it sounded like a horse clippity-cloppeting along, and I looked out my screen lanai and walking right, trotting right, a giant boar, wild boar, mm-hmm. just trotting right through the parking lot. I'm going, what the hell? Now, I know you have the big old hoot owl out there. You ever see anything else, shocking out in your own backyard?
Well, where I am now, I got the hoot owl, but where I used to live, where you caught the piranha.
Yeah.
I used to live on the Estero River and in a very wooded area. And I had there were 30 raccoons lived there.
Yeah, I know that. A swarm of them.
But just about anything you could see in Florida, I've seen there. Everything from a gator squirrel to, I know I saw a bobcat, I might have seen a panther. And then one morning, like you're talking about with the hogs, you got to keep in mind, had a dirt driveway, not paved. We had a couple of stones up by the house, but for the most part, it was open. And a hog came through there one night like Roto-Rooter.
Went through tear it up.
And tore it all up. And saw probably a rattlesnake between 6 and 8 feet.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, you're right down by the Estero River.
And I also saw manatees there. I saw otters, all kinds of stuff.
Rob, what about you? You know, you've been in Florida for a while. What wild animal has made its way into your backyard?
I just got a possum in my backyard.
Oh, then things always are. Watch
you
out.
You had a run-in with a possum. Yes. You had a feud going on.
Let me tell you something. Those are disturbing animals.
Big, too. Like the size of a dog back there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't think much of them. Have you ever seen their teeth?
No.
Oh. Go do a quick search.
You really haven't?
On a possum that's
snarling.
You've
got no idea what you're dealing with.
And they're so full of germs. They say they bite you, you're going to get infected bad. Their mouth is nothing it's like a garbage pail.
Oh, wow, those are sharp.
Yes, they are.
And they're huge. And people got no idea because they're kind of a low-key animal. But you don't want to piss them off.
And stopped to see a fisherman. And one pulled in just a huge fish out of the Caloosahatchee.
Like a Jewfish.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a Jewfish. It was a regular, it might have been a whiting or something. And I said, oh, that's going to be a good one to keep. He goes, no, I'm throwing it back. When they get this size, they tend to get a mite wormy. And I'm like, oh my God, geez. Yeah. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tom.
Tom, what wild animal has made its way into your backyard?
Well, I had a couple. When I was younger, I grew up in the Midwest, and I had a giant buck when I went to take my dogs out in the morning, and it was just in the backyard hanging out, unstartled and kind of looking at us. And then a number of years ago in North Cape Coral, it was actually inside my house. I woke up in the middle of the night with a scorpion right by my head at my headboard.
You know, when I first moved to Florida, I would find them when we were over in Melbourne. I would find them in the bathtub, scorpions. Yeah. And you'd go, and you know, they're not really big ones, but you'd go grab a paper towel and get them out. They'd sting you, but scorpions are all around here.
You know, the weird thing is, talking about Melbourne, I grew up on the beach side and later on lived across the river where you're talking about.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw scorpions. Yeah. Never saw them on the beach, though.
And they would, they'd be in your house. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Sanibel Steve.
Sanibel Steve. What
I call him the mayor out there.
Yeah, well, Sam. The mayor, Sanibel, Sanibel Steve. What wild animals made its way into your backyard?
Hey, buddy, on the empty lot next door, we've got a family of bobcats, and it's pretty cool because they come out when that sun starts coming down. They kind of come creeping out, and it's pretty exciting to see.
They're cool animals.
Yeah, they're very cool. The thing is, you know, we're here in Estero, here at Broadcast House, they're building so much around us, building apartment complexes, homes, condos, that it displaced bobcats. And I was driving down Estero Parkway here, and running right across the road was a bobcat, bobtail and all, ran right across the road. That'll startle you. It's like, what did I just see?
Too funny.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You're right.
Yep. Appreciate the call. 277-9600.
Hawks are plentiful now.
Bald eagles. We got a bald eagle that likes to hang around the radio station. Pretty amazing to see. 277-9600, our question of the week. What wild animal has made its way into your backyard? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what about?
Yeah, well, this won't relate much to Florida, but obviously I live out of state, but I've had a black bear in a front yard. My wife had an encounter with a moose. Had a lynx. Lynx are a bobcat come up on the porch when my cat's going to heat.
Now, you're calling from where?
Montana.
Do we have a stick pin for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, I got one.
Well, you know what? They have a bear problem here, too. Bears are all over the place here.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I never saw one when I lived down there. But
and, you know, they're natural wrestlers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they don't know the basics of, like, a full
melt. Well, they know the basics. You know, you're not going to see a bear execute a Russian leg whip.
Yeah, but they're natural wrestlers.
Boston Crab.
You know, and up north, they say, not Florida. I mean, because we had a farm, predators were there all the time. Red fox. They would show up there.
Mm-hmm.
There would be plenty of deer.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the fox had one of them, too.
Yep. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob, what kind of wild animal has made its way into your backyard?
Well, actually, it wasn't down here. It was in Alaska.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Actually, I flew out of Palm Bay, Florida, and went to Alaska, and my brother lived in Wasilla. And the first night I was there, I flew into Anchorage. They got me to Wasilla, and my brother and I were doing a little drinking, a little treats, and the house started shaking. And I was like, is it an earthquake, brother? Is it an earthquake? And he's like, no, look out the window. I opened up the front door instead, and there was a mother moose scratching her ass against the front porch rail, and she had her baby with her.
Oh, and they'll get very protective of that too.
Oh yeah. My brother said, "Don't step out there, brother."
Yeah.
He said, "You don't want to do that."
So you saw moose? Did you ever see any palins?
Sarah Palin? Yes, I did.
I understand they run around up there.
Yeah.
Did you really?
She lived right on the lake, just like 4 miles from where my brother lived.
Wow.
Did you ever run across her, really?
No. I never actually saw her, but I saw her house when I was I was up there in 1991. So.
They were still normal,
right? What, 15 years before she was the vice presidential candidate.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, and she could see Alaska from her house.
She could see Russia.
Russia, that's right. Those moose up in Alaska, they will attack you. If they will protect their young. If you get one
in the other guy was saying, you know, his wife was out there, and if they start rutting around on your wife.
Yeah. They're mean.
You got to keep your wife in the house.
And here's the thing. Up north, and moose, deer, they're big up there. They hit your car. It's bad news. It's severe damage. Kind of like down here. Remember when one of the state roads, boar came across and hit the guy's car, and the cops were out there, and they called us one morning, said, yeah, we got the dead hog out here. The car's demolished, and we're just fighting over who's going to get the meat.
Yeah, well, you know, your daughter just saw that.
What?
When she was crossing
dead deer.
Crossing the border into Kentucky.
That's right, dead deer. Suppose you heard all about that. 2779600.
Well, you like to have your spies. I have mine.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello. This is Asara. We live in Fort Myers, and we have had a bobcat, a couple woodpeckers, and most recently we have three bats hanging around our house now.
Oh, the bats.
Well, that's good for mosquitoes.
Yep. Appreciate the call. Speaking of,
sounds like bobcats are doing better than we thought.
There's bobcats around.
You know what haven't?
And they'll walk right in our backyard.
You know what I haven't heard a lot about?
What?
Your coyotes.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them in a while. There was a couple of months where I'd hear them every effing night.
There's this show. I watched last night.
They don't like stay in one place, do
I don't
they?
Know. They travel in packs. But here's what I saw. This is, and I'm like, we've lived in Florida forever. It's like, wake up. There's this show called Extinct or Alive. It's not like the Animal Channel. And this guy goes all around trying to prove or disprove whether something's extinct or still lives. And he was in the Florida Everglades trying to see if the truth of the Florida Black Panther is actually a myth or the truth. And he didn't find a Black Panther. Did not. Found a lot of coyote and found...
cougars.
Wolf.
Wolves.
Yeah, they suspect that it's a... They said that some of the tracks that he tracked, they said, was definitely canine. They said if it, they suspected wolf, and they got it on infrared camera and all that at night. They said if it wasn't a wolf, it was the track left, because they can determine weight and all this, the largest wolf or coyote ever detected in the state of Florida. They said the thing was 80 pounds. But they say that they suspect it's a wolf, but couldn't find a panther. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike from Arcadia.
Mike, what wild animal has made it into your backyard?
Well, this took place back in 2004 before Hurricane Charlie came through.
Okay.
And back then, we used to live in a pasture area with orange groves right behind us. You can hear, and we saw, coyotes all over the freaking place.
Like, how many would you see?
15 a night.
Wow. Yeah, because they, like I was saying, they travel in packs.
Big packs.
Yeah. They never did anything to you, did they?
No. Dad had a gun just for protection, just to be safe.
So did Charlie convince them to move on then?
I don't know. We haven't been living out there in ages.
Okay.
All right. But the coyotes still might be there.
There was a while where, I mean, you don't...
People were claiming that their dogs were, or their little dogs were being taken by coyotes.
I don't doubt it. because I could hear them every night for a while. And there was one time where they had to have been like right in my backyard. They were so damn loud. Yeah. And I haven't heard a peep out of them since.
Don't want to mess with a coyote. Those are unpredictable.
I wonder if an owl could take a coyote pup.
I'm sure. If it's small enough.
Yeah.
An owl can do what it wants. I believe that.
What's the biggest thing like a full-grown hoot owl could take down?
I don't know. Something big. A cat. Small dog.
You think they could take a bobcat?
I don't know. Bobcat would give it a fight.
They'd both get messed up.
Yes, they would. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com if you'd like to answer our question of the week. What wild animal has made its way into your backyard? Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney in the news is next. We're Stan and Haney, 96K.
Haney, you been working out?
Yeah, about 3 times a week.
Man, see, I'm doing the same.
Are you? Yeah, you look good.
You're not doing anything illegal like steroids or something.
No, no, I'd never do that.
No way. How's your ass doing?
Fine.
Let me see your ass.
No, I mean...
No, I just want to look at your ass.
Well, that kind of creeps me out.
Why does it creep you out?
I don't know. I just don't like...
I look at your muscles. I go, your arms look great. Your chest is looking good. You're getting bigger. You're getting buff. Your stomach's tight.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with that.
Right.
And I ask about your ass, and you think that I'm some kind of weirdo.
Yeah, well, why would you want to know about my ass?
I'll show you. Mean, I'll tell you what I mean. Look at my ass. How's my ass look? How's my ass?
Looks like an ass. It looks fine.
Look, a fine ass.
Yes.
Pretty good ass?
It's pretty good,
think chicks like it?
Yeah, I think chicks would like
it. Okay, that's why I want to look at your ass.
All right.
See, I think you have a nice ass.
Thank you.
I think chicks would like it.
Thanks.
That's all I'm saying.
I know, all right.
Feel my ass.
I'm not feeling your ass.
Feel my ass!
All right!
How's it feel?
It feels good.
Let me feel your ass.
Hey,
man, that's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been working out.
Yeah.
We got nice asses.
We do.
You know any chicks?
Not a one.
Damn. Steroids are dangerous. They can cause cancer. For a free brochure at the President's Council on Health.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96
K-Rock. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. You know, with our question of the week, you were, Matt Mangus was talking about it today when I posed the question of the week. You brought it up. Otters. And seeing an otter.
They are nature's jesters.
They are. Now, they're also a mean one.
But I could watch them all amazing. Day. You leave them alone. You don't need to do a thing. They'll entertain you.
Yep.
But don't touch.
I remember my folks, when they first moved to Florida, I was already down here going to college. They bought a house in West Melbourne. A nice house in the middle of the woods, dirt road. And my old man took such pride that he had a pond in the backyard, and he stocked it. Had a little aerator fountain in it. It was a big pond, and there were fish
in
there.
Would he put koi?
He put more than just koi in there. I don't think he put, like, the koi or the
carp
in there.
So it wasn't decorative. It was a big pond.
It was a pond. It had cattails growing out of it, and he was very proud of that pond.
Until it's a nice gator habitat.
Until the otters got in there. And I remember I was in the backyard visiting, and I saw coming down the path, two otters, shoo-boom, shoo-boom, jumped right into that pond, and I'm going like, hey, this is great. Hey, Pop, we got some otters in the pond. He lost his mind for good reason. They ate all the fish out of the pond. One right after, inside of 20 minutes.
They had them all.
They cleared that pond. They were eating them like it was candy. He was going, he got them out, tried to get them out of that pond. He was throwing stuff at them. And they didn't care. They didn't care. They cleaned out that pond.
Well, from the otter's perspective, if you're silly enough to set the plate for them, they're going to eat.
Free meal.
Yeah.
Let's go to town. They're just such rascals.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you.
And they do. And they F with each other mercilessly.
Yeah. They got some good teeth on them. Well, they'll. You think a possum's got some teeth.
You got an otter's mouth.
No, but they don't do that to each other. They just F with you. They slap each other around. Time. They slap each other silly.
Oh, sure.
They're like the three stooges of the sea.
They are.
Why, I yawned. Hey.
Let's get you updated.
Hey, looky here.
Yeah.
What's that for?
One thing on the board. Hit and run. Lehigh Acres. 2900 block of Lee Boulevard right by the Bravo. And you are up to date. If you're a Three Stooges fan, and who isn't? We've talked about it before. Do yourself a favor. It's on YouTube. Towards the end of Mo Howard's life, he would show up on the Mike Douglas show. And he probably did about four or five appearances in the mid-70s. He died in 75. Gray-haired, old man, Mike Douglas wanted him on the show. And he did some of his old Three Stooges routines. Pie throwing, some of the Niagara Falls. did it all on the Mike Douglas show in like 1974. They've strung them all together, all of his appearances. It goes for like an hour of Mo Howard of the Three Stooges on the Mike Douglas show.
Showing how it's done.
Showing, he talked about the Stooges. He talked about throwing, how to throw a pie, how to make everything. And they actually acted it all out. Okay, Rob's got it running right now. Where do you see him? This was like a year before he died. All right, hold on. Let me just right here.
Are capturing a whole new generation of fans. And my next guest is one of the original Three Stooges. Mm-hmm. Here is Mo Howard.
Yeah. Welcome. The man, the legend, the myth.
Yeah.
Hey! God, he's tiny.
Yeah, a little guy.
I got my brother and my wife's name. They can't
take that. That hair is fantastic. Everybody remembers you with the hair. That's all I can remember is the hair came right here and went around like a... How did that happen? Everybody thought it was a comb. Can you still do it?
Where is it? Yes.
Show you I'm a fan.
There you go. You can watch it for yourself. It is spectacular. And there's Ted Knight right there with him on that particular episode. That's the episode where they start throwing pies. And he shows you how to throw a pie. It's just fantastic. And it was like about a year before he died.
Mark? There are a few people that have that effect on me, where when he walked out from behind the curtain, I just got a big smile on my face.
Jump ahead on that, Rob, just a little bit, and you'll see him on stage throwing pies at each other, and it is absolutely hilarious.
Yep.
Let me try a right hand chop I did that wrong, didn't I? No. Just quit for a while. Quit just a minute.
There you go, just the pie throw. It's very
that
good.
That is a lost art.
It is a lost art.
And look at that. Yep. That is just beautiful.
Yep. Mark Haney in the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is a special edition of the Evening News with Marvin Kalb in Washington, Roger Mudd in Washington, George Herman Roman in Washington, Neil Strausser in Washington,
Simple
Eddie Barker
Joy
in Dallas, Dan Rather in Dallas, Lou Wood in Fort Worth, and Harry Reasoner at the New York Stock Exchange.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday,
October
24th.
He still had the Three Stooges going.
Well, so, who could blame him?
Yeah, I know. I wanted to keep going.
Telling It Like It Is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Hey.
Here's something they don't tell you.
Who's they?
Them.
Right.
Most things, good or bad, that happen in life are mistakes.
How so?
Well, for instance, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Wrote the song Smells Like Teen Spirit because a girl told him he smelled like teen spirit. He thought that she was complimenting him and that he was some sort of revolutionary. Boy, you smell like teen spirit.
Man.
He didn't find out until later she literally meant he smelled like the brand name deodorant Teen Spirit.
There is a brand of deodorant called
there
Teen
was.
Spirit?
There okay. was. Yeah. And he was, well, as you might imagine, he was disillusioned, spiraled and snowballed until he eventually took his own life.
That is true.
And he tried a few times.
Oh, yeah. Who was shocked? You know, people look back on it now and go, oh, my God, Kurt Cobain died. We were waiting for it. There were so many false alarms about him being dead. He kept trying.
I remember we were at a remote one day.
We were at the strip club.
And, did you hear Kurt Cobain tried to kill himself?
Again?
Again.
There's been a lot of attention on Major League Baseball umpires lately. They're good Americans.
Yeah, they are.
But here's something they don't tell you.
Another thing they don't tell you.
Yep. Major League Baseball umpires are required to wear black underpants in case they split their pants. That's hard won experience.
Yep. And they try to give them the baggiest pants possible. If you look at an umpire's pants, they're the big pleated pants so that they don't tear.
I believe the pioneer of that was Harry Wendell Stitt.
Yep.
I am hesitant to do this story, but I'm told I must. Please, I don't want rioting in the street. I don't want any incidents. It's been nearly 2 months now since Popeyes sold out of its revolutionary new product called the chicken sandwich. And ever since, the big question has been, when's it coming back? Well, the word on the street is sooner than you might think.
When? Because I'm going to go and drive and find a Popeyes and try this.
Popeyes corporate offices refuse to say a word.
Oh.
But individual stores, one location in Brooklyn and one in Southern California, said, quote, hopefully this week.
Ooh.
So the rumor is any day now.
Mm.
Let's all be calm and responsible. We don't need any repeats of what's happened before.
Thank you. What are you eating over there? What are you eating? What's going on on the other room? What are you doing over there?
Got raviolis.
Oh, ooh.
Out of a can?
No, homemade.
Homemade ravioli?
Yeah, not by me. My girlfriend.
She makes ravioli?
She makes everything. She's a great cook.
Well,
I'll have to bring you something.
That would be nice.
That's very rude.
Yeah, very rude.
If you don't have enough to share with the whole class,
yes!
Don't bring it in here.
You're correct.
Mr. Spicoli. Yeah, so it's homemade ravioli.
Everyone yes, gather around. Get a good one.
Yep. So would you have that for dinner last night?
Yeah, leftovers.
Ah, oh.
Damn, you got a woman that can cook.
Yeah.
Got lucky.
From scratch.
Oh, that's an anomaly.
Yeah.
Most of them go out of their way not to.
Cook?
Yeah.
But she enjoys it. That's
they go
the
out of their
part.
Way. They probably do because their mom probably showed them.
Yeah.
But they go out of their way to act like they can't because they don't want to.
Right.
So the hot rumor is the chicken sandwich could be back.
Yeah.
Any day now?
Yeah.
Maybe before Thanksgiving? A store in Houston said sometime next month, while a store in Chicago said about 2 more weeks. So there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah, yeah. To distract.
Well.
To deflect. A lot of blue smoke and mirrors.
Try to avoid complete pandemonium.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Bedlam.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
My friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District are very excited to welcome Liesl Henderson and the Henderson Collection to the Diamond District for a one-day-only pop-up trunk show Friday, October 25th. The Henderson Collection is built on a principle of contrast, as it is designed to be contemporary yet classic, luxurious yet suitable for everyday wear. Most importantly, this beautiful collection of fashion jewelry is all crafted by hand. The Diamond District is proud to present the Henderson Collection to Southwest Florida for one day only. This collection showcases brilliant diamonds and gemstones set in satin, polished, or matte gold, and adorned with 18-karat yellow, white, and rose gold. Stunning bangle bracelets, rings, necklaces, and more. If pink diamonds don't dazzle you, maybe a unique choker-length necklace in black gold with white diamonds will. Visit the Diamond District for the Henderson Collection pop-up trunk show this Friday, October 25th.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 49-year-old gentleman by the name of Rahim Yavorovic, who was originally from Macedonia. But he's been a U.S. citizen since 2006, living in Michigan with his wife.
Okay. All right.
Last month, he was driving back to Michigan from Canada with a woman in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
And when he handed the Border Patrol officer their passports, the officer took a good look and said, "You know, the passport you handed me looks nothing like the woman in your car." It took a while, but they finally figured out what was going on. Rahim was using his wife's passport to try to sneak his mistress from Macedonia into the United States.
That's cold.
Rahim admitted he'd taken his wife's passport without her knowledge, and that he'd had a fling with the woman in the car 20 or 30 years ago. Her name is Lynchy Kruska.
Lynchy?
Yep. They made contact when she visited Canada and came up with a plan. They were both arrested and hit with federal charges for improperly using a U.S. passport issued to another person. That charge has a maximum of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Wow. Well, it's all for rekindling love from 20 years ago.
Is that what it is?
That's apparently, it'd been 20 years since he'd seen her, and they made contact in Canada, and let's make it happen, baby. Here's my wife's passport. Come on, let's go. They won't know.
Well, she was the one that came up with the idea.
Oh, well, he got the passport, though, didn't he?
Why don't you take the passport from that bitch of a wife and give it to me? Okay.
You've missed me, darling. It's been 20 years.
20, 30, who's counting?
Yeah.
There's a 20-year-old boy named Cody Meter from St. Petersburg, and on Tuesday afternoon, he thought it would be a great idea to head to his local Target and make love to stuffed animals.
It's true.
And he wasn't picky.
He took a large stuffed doll of Olaf the Snowman from Frozen, laid it on the ground, and went to town. And he continued to plow away at Olaf until he was, well, satisfied.
Yeah, to completion.
Indeed.
Hmm. Where was this?
St. Pete.
I know, but in a store?
Target.
Target.
And apparently, you know, Cody, being a randy 20-year-old, has a quick recharge period. Because once he was done with Olaf, he found himself a stuffed unicorn and made the unicorn's day, too.
How did he get to animal number, stuffed animal number two? Why now, not somebody stop him?
He finished on the snowman. But before he could finish on the unicorn, the cop showed up.
Oh, about time!
And he was arrested for criminal mischief. Target would like you to know they've removed the stuffed animals from the floor and had them permanently destroyed.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Twice! I mean, the guy finishes with Olaf.
Mm-hmm.
To completion.
Olaf wasn't enough for him. He needed a unicorn.
And so you're in a Target, and hey, this guy is going after Olaf. And it's like, stop him? Do something? No. He's going to take the unicorn next. The hard way.
Well, in fairness, the only thing they could have done was turn a fire extinguisher on him.
Yes, something, anything. It's a Target.
You know, I told you, we've been finding out more and more about this McCamey Mansion haunted house.
Yeah.
And I watched a video of it, and the video pretty much consists of grown men with beards. All of them had beards. And you see them on video whimpering, snot running out of their nose, admitting that they're pussies and that they just can't take it. I thought I was a badass, but I am not a badass. A guy could make him say anything he wanted.
Yep. You got to break. It's called breaking them.
And one of the guys made the point of, you know, you think you're a badass until you find yourself in a certain situation and you find out if you're a badass or not. Well, happened to one man, found himself in that position. 30-year-old man named Christian Hargrave-McKee walked out of a pub in Sydney, Australia on December 22nd of last year to get some food at KFC. And that's when 60-year-old Mark Thomas randomly got into an argument with him. It turned physical. Mark pulled out an 8-inch knife.
Ooh.
They were both pissed off, and Christian yelled at him, quote, "Go on, effing stab me." I guess Mark took him literally and responded by stabbing Christian in the stomach. This is when Christian found out if he was a badass or not. Because Christian now has a knife in his stomach.
Yeah.
Did he fall to the ground and weep? No, he didn't. He looked over at Mark, pulled the knife out of his own stomach, and then proceeded to stab Mark 11 times. Mark died.
Whoa!
Christian was rushed to the hospital where he had emergency surgery, but survived. Now, you would think, in a situation like that, it would be self-defense.
Yeah, justifiable.
First blood.
Yeah.
First blood. apparently the Australians don't see it that way, and Christian just pleaded guilty to manslaughter.
Really? He got stabbed!
He just finished the job. With a gut wound.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the news for today, Thursday,
October
24th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news from the Absolute Law text line. Haney, I'll let you tell him. Guy wants to know, what was the name of that haunted house that make men cry?
McCamey Manor.
Yep. First one's in Tennessee, the easy one.
He's done a bunch of them. The one that's going on right now is in Tennessee.
Yep.
And the worst is this one guy who I guess was a fireman. And McCamey won't let up on him. And keep in mind, it's all dark. The guy's walking away from the house in a field trying to find his car. And McCamey's following him going, I'll give you $10,000 if you go back in there right now. I won't do it. I won't do it. Come on. You're a badass. You told me you were a badass. And just rubbed his nose in it all the way to the point this guy got in his car and drove off. He's still screaming at him. I'll give you 20.
Take a break.
You pussy.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock, and he's going to take you through your Thursday evening. Let's get one final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we're kind of busy right now. We got a crash, Fort Myers, Lake Ridge Court, and South Tamiami Trail. We also have one in North Fort Myers as well. Disabled vehicle, Coon Road and Bayshore Road.
Hey.
Back to Fort Myers, hit and run. 8900 block of Cody Lee Road, right by the racetrack. Then we got a crash.
That named after the Gifford boy?
Yeah, it's Cody. Crash, Fort Myers, 13,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. Bonita Springs, traffic control. Mile marker 116, I-75 northbound. And on Sanibel, traffic control. Lindgren Boulevard and Periwinkle Way. And you are up to date.
Sorry I'm late. I just got caught up watching the Pirates of the Caribbean marathon. Have you seen those things?
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
Well,
yeah.
I checked out the track, and I loved it. And I wrote you this big, sexy hook I think you're going to really dig.
Oh, wow. That's great. Awesome. Should we just lay it down?
Boys, let's get to it. To it. To it.
Chicken snapping at the neck when we rolling up. Doors ain't no holding up. Black card at the bar like I gives a fuck.
Ladies to the eye when we walk into the set. Yes, the fellas looking jealous, play the back and get wet. Me pound in my waistline, shank in my socks. You either get cut, get stuffed, or get shot.
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow. Pirates so brave on the seven seas.
What?
A mystical quest to the island.
Club, buying up the bar so the groupies show us love.
Never
meet the Iceman, I'm the top gunner. Heater on blast, I'm the number one stunner.
Watch
your girl, cause I ain't your Mr. Nice Guy. More like to meet you, take you home and get you twice, guy. All dressed up with nowhere to run. I know I make you feel crazy.
Now back to the good part. Hey, he was born. He yearned for adventure. The Jester of Tortuga, Davy Jones' locker, what legend stars?
Yeah,
Captain Jack.
What?
Johnny Depp.
No.
From the front to the back, say we count stacks. Come on.
David Jones.
Yep.
Giant Squid.
Wrong. Michael Bolton, we're really gonna need you to focus up.
Roger that, let me try with another film.
Wait.
Life is a box of chocolates and my name is Forrest Gump.
Not better.
Though not the sharpest tool in the shed, I give Jenny all. You can call me Scarface, snorting mountains of cocaine. You cockroaches wanna play rough? Okay, I'm reloading. This is the tale of Tony Montana. Cuba of Blame with Miami.
Everybody, your womb.
It turns out Michael Bolton is a major cinephile. You complete me.
Yeah. Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I fell down. I used to trip. Do you understand? Here's how life goes. Tripping, young. Falling, old. I fell down. It was significant. I'm calling it an adult fall. And I say that because I remember as a child, adults talking to other adults about falling in very hushed, serious tones. Do you remember those conversations? Ryan, Grandma fell. Did you tell her to get up? I fell 6 times. It's not even noon. What do you want from me? But I understand now. I have a little empathy. I had my own adult fall. I fell on the streets of New York City. People were around. I mean, there was no denying it. Everyone asked, are you okay? Yes. But let me make this point. Not everyone meant it. That's true. 2 25-year-old girls on the street go, are you okay? I mean, there was zero empathy in their reaction. The words came out of their mouth. What they actually communicated was, I wish my camera was on for that. That was spectacular.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter. We try to provide it to you in one way, shape, or another, sometimes unsuccessfully. The 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
I think by now most people are familiar with the New World Order and the globalists plot to destroy America.
Yep.
And the United Nations is a central part of that. Today is United Nations Day.
Is it now?
And if you think I'm joking, look up the things that they put out, their position papers.
Oh, I know.
And if they were able to implement what they want to implement, ugh. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about the United Nations.
Top things you'd be surprised to know about the United Nations.
There are 193 countries in the United Nations.
Yeah.
And our buddy Dave can't locate a single one of them on the map.
he can't.
You know, I want to do that with him maybe on Friday. Name the states. I want to get a map that doesn't have the names of the states. And have him try to name the states. I'll give him a trick-or-treat candy for each one he gets right.
I think he could do the states easily, but I don't think he could do foreign countries at all.
All right. Well, if it's too easy for him, we'll step it up.
Just quit beating me in the head with your mouth, bro.
Look at this, y'all.
Top things you didn't know about the United Nations.
Yes.
It began in 1945, same year as Madonna's first tour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, it's true.
When the Canadian envoy appears to be listening through his translator headset, chances are he's simply listening to 2112 by Rush.
Yes, right on.
Its official color is sky blue, which is why so many mistake UN peacekeepers for the helpful Honda guys.
Jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
Over the years, dozens of borders have been decided with rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact.
Yeah. You guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Sadly, for our current administration, they don't have a separate wing devoted to asshole countries.
They should.
They shouldn't be allowed in that building.
What, asshole countries?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them in there.
Yeah, they destroy it.
Yeah.
The United Nations really doesn't do anything.
No.
But it looks damn good doing it, much like Ryan Seacrest.
Shuck it, Ducky!
Foreign dignitaries view it as an excuse to go to New York and see Hamilton.
That's true.
What? Come down later for moose soup.
All right. Yeah, I will.
It started out as the League of Nations, but they changed the name after all the superheroes quit.
That's true. That's...
No, bleep you.
It is filled with almost as many non-English speakers as the city of Los Angeles.
Let me turn on Haney and Company.
And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about the United Nations.
Yes!
Not a lot of people know this.
What?
When not in session, the UN building is used as either a fireworks supercenter or a Halloween superstore.
Yeah. I didn't think I would enjoy it, but y'all are good.
And that, my friend, is the farm.
Has left the building.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.